The composure and powers of persuasion of the usually charming and self-possessed Oppenheimer had abandoned him. His habit of relying on spontaneity worked well when he was at ease, but time and again, under pressure, he would say things that he would regret profoundly and that would do him serious harm. On this occasion, he had had the opportunity to impress the one man who possessed the power to help him return the nuclear genie to the bottle, and he utterly failed to take advantage of the opportunity. As Harold Chernus had observed, his facile articulateness was dangerous, a lethal two-edged sword. It was often a sharp instrument of persuasion, but it could also be used to undercut the hard work of research and preparation. It was a form of intellectual arrogance that periodically led him to behave foolishly or badly, an Achilles heel of sorts that would have devastating consequences. Indeed, it would eventually provide his political enemies with the opportunity to destroy him. Curiously, this was neither the first nor the last time that Oppenheimer antagonized somebody in a position of authority. Again and again in his life, he showed himself capable of the greatest consideration. He could be patient, gracious, and tender with his students, unless they asked him a patently foolish question. But with those in authority, he was often impatient and candid to the point of rudeness. On this occasion, Truman's gross misunderstanding and ignorance of the implications of atomic weapons had prompted Oppenheimer to say something that he should have realized might antagonize the president. Truman's interactions with scientists were never elevated. The president struck many of them as a small-minded man who was in way over his head. "He was not a man of imagination," said Isidore Robbie, and scientists were hardly alone in this view. Even a seasoned Wall Street lawyer like John J. McCloy, who served Truman briefly as Assistant Secretary of War, wrote in his diary that the president was a simple man, prone to make up his mind quickly and decisively, perhaps too quickly, a thorough American. This was not a great president, not distinguished at all, not Lincoln-esque, but an instinctive, common, hardy-natured man. Men as different as McCloy, Robbie, and Oppenheimer all thought Truman's instincts, particularly in the field of atomic diplomacy, were neither measured nor sound, and sadly, certainly were not up to the challenge the country and the world now faced.